It isn't. It isn't Billings. Fox was right, or at least... I should explain. I don't know for whose benefit, but... I went back to the house this morning. I didn't go in or anything. I staked it out. I know the woods around the house like the back of my hand. I felt fairly confident that I could stay out of sight and see if anyone was going in and out. See if Harry had come back. She hasn't, as far as I can tell, but... he's still hovering around. He drove up in a shitty old VW that sounded like it was gasping for breath and went inside for 15 minutes, and then he left again, doing what I'm thinking is probably a daily check, to see if anyone has shown up, to see if there's been any change. God, am I glad I had the common sense not to broadcast that I was going back today. I don't think he saw me. Though I'm not sure what would have happened if he had. I got a look at him, and it wasn't... The weird thing is that it did look a little like Billings. Same blonde hair, same light eyes. I was too far away to really get a sense of the color, but it's such a sunny day, and his eyes were kind of glowing in that way that blue or green eyes do when the sun is shining in them. Harry's eyes do that. He wasn't an average-sized 40-something guy. He's slight-build, reedy, like he doesn't eat very much. Maybe a little on the shorter side. Felt like I could snap him in half just looking at him. And he's young. Early 20s, I'd guess, if that. Still some baby fat around his cheeks, but I thought I could see some dimples, too, or the hint of them, just like... Am I dealing with some kind of time travel? Is this the young Billings traveled forward in time to prevent something that's already happened? It makes no sense. I know that I haven't traveled back in time because I've read just about every single newspaper from 1968 that I could get my hands on, just have something to do. I took a photo so that I could look at it later, see if I could remember anything else about Billings, if he had a mole or a scar that would give him away. Or I'll see if I could recognize whoever this person is. Except the picture. I mean, I took it from far away, but I could see him through the viewfinder. I should be able to see him in the photo, too. But instead, there's just nothing where he should be standing. It's more evidence that, for whatever reason, photos are showing me something I can't otherwise see. People that aren't there, empty space where there shouldn't be. That mystery will have to wait. I have to go meet Harry. God willing.